Hey guys, what's up? So this will be my last hour to work. I just had a long time off and I just got back to it, and I'm looking at the Music Interval Theory Academy website again, and we're going in the chapter about mediants. And there's a great sketch here from a guy who did this, but it's a great mediant. So basically what he's doing is he's taking a bunch of triads and he's moving down in intervals between, rotating between 4-3, 4-3, 4-3, 4-3, 4-3, and he finally gets out of it with a 3 at the end. By this I mean, let's just get right to it. So these are the roots, okay? So it starts on D minor, then it goes to B flat, so 1, 2, 3, 4, B flat's 4 down, then B flat to G minor, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, that's 3 down. Then from G minor to E flat, we're gonna go back to 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, that's 4 down. Then we wanna go to C minor, which is gonna be 3 down, 1, 2, 3, 3 down. And then we wanna go to A flat, which is 4 down, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 down to A flat. Then we want to go to F minor, which is 3 down, 1, 2, 3, 3 down. And then we want to go to D flat, which is 4 down, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we want to go to B flat, which is 3 down, 1, 2, 3. And then to get out of it, like they said, he went to a G major chord. So that's only 3 down, 1, 2, 3, just to get out of the repeating cycle. So what does this sound like? Okay, let's play it here. I'll do it in close position, and then I'll do it. No, first I'll do it moving down, and then I'll do it in close position. You'll hear what I mean. Okay, here's D minor. It's getting low, so I'm going to hop up an octave. Cool, that sounds really cool. So let's just do it in close position. So I'll just do it over here. Maybe I should turn up a little bit. Sorry, brain fart, I have to start again. Oh God, it's been a long day. Sorry, start again. Boy, that's wrong. It's been a long day, that's all I can say. Here we go again. Anyway, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah, and then he does those transformations to this sketch after that, like a 2-for-3, a 4-for-3, 2-for-1, 7-for-1, etc., etc. I discussed that in an earlier podcast. Okay, anyway, that sounds pretty cool. I will work for another 40 minutes and I'll be back soon. Okay, bye for now. Okay, guys, here I keep going on the mediant one. The next example down says, same sketch, but with substitute tones. Now, I discussed this earlier, the 4-for-3, the 2-for-1, the 7-for-1, the 4-for-3, the 7-for-1, etc., etc. There's a whole bunch of them. So what he's doing here, okay, the first chord has D, G, A, D. That G goes to F. Therefore, that first one becomes, that's a 4-for-3, right? Because G going to F, G is the fourth of the D minor, and F is the third of D minor. It actually says 4-for-3, minus 3 being that it's a D minor chord, so it's going to D minor. So that sounds really cool. It's like a sus 4 to minor 3. You get it. Now the next chord is B flat. He didn't make any changes. Then it's a 2-for-1. What's a 2-for-1? So it's a G minor, but with the A going down to G, it's a nice rub, that second 2-for-1.
So G being the base, so A to A going to G. Okay, that sounds really good. Then 7 for 1, that would be E flat G B flat D. 7 for 1, so that D going to E flat. So I think of it like E flat major 7, because that D is going up to E flat, and that sounds nice too. Then after that, it is a 4 for -3. So what would that be? C, G, C, F. Okay, so it's going to a C minor chord. So the F to the E minor. So it's kind of like, you know, like a, oops. So it's like a 4-3 suspension on the top this time. So he's done it on the top because he's actually making nice voice leading, melody, et cetera, et cetera. Sounds pretty good. And then after that, jumping down a line, he's going to the A flat. It's 7 for 1 again. So A flat, G, C, E flat. That G is like the major 7th, but the G is going to A flat. So it's like resolving to A flat major chord. And then he's got an F minor. Okay, sorry. It's late, so I'm almost wrapping up for today. But anyway, that sounds really cool. And then for the next, after the F minor, there are no changes. He doesn't do any more substitutions. So I'm not going to play this on my own, but I'm going to play the example that's on the website here. So let me rewind it here, and you can hear it. Let me turn up all the way, and here we go. Those are with the substitute tones. That's pretty cool. Okay, I'm going to stop that now, and I'm going to read some more. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Hey, it's getting close to the wrap-up time. It's 8:49, and I have 10 more minutes to work on this. I was reading the chapter in the Music Interval Theory Academy webpage about secondary dominance. Of course, I've been using this for the last 2 or 3 years now, so it's nothing new to me. But then, as I was reading, I was getting bored because I understand all this stuff. But then I learned a trick. They're starting to introduce the first trick. They say on the website here, but here comes the first interval trick. And I didn't know you could do this. So in the normal example, they have C, E, and B flat. And I know that. That outlines the C7 chord. And of course, it resolves to the F. F and A, right? We don't have the fifth because we don't need the fifth. But here's something I didn't know you could do. They reversed it. They reflect it. So instead of expanding inwards, like the 6 becoming a 4, the 6 will expand out to an 8th. And I didn't understand what they mean, but then I played it on the keyboard. I totally understand what they mean. So take that same C7 chord without the third. Sorry, without the fifth. That's C, E, and B flat. And now you can expand outwards like this. That is awesome. So you move to the key center of B major because that outlines a B major chord minus the fifth, of course. So again, that's C, E, and B flat. C, E, and B flat. Expanding out to B, D sharp, and B. Oh, sorry. So again, that is. So it's expanding outwards. So we're going from the. Oh, what would it be going from? You know, C7 chord to B major. That's really interesting. And I didn't know you could do that. That's really cool. Okay. I will probably have one last installment, and that will be it for the next couple days. Bye for now. I'll be back soon. Okay, it's now 8:55. This will be the last theory input for today, and then I'll say goodbye one last time for the evening in the next couple days. So I don't really have a lot of time to finish this chapter,
But there's another really interesting one here, and I haven't fully can't explain the theory exactly, but it's a different way to resolve. So he's going here like this, like a C7. We talked about that, right? That's just a normal scale tone 3 on the bottom, scale tone minus 7 on the top, flat 7 on the top. So again, that is like a C7, right? But on the next example, he's flipping it, and we're in a different, they're putting the 7 on the bottom and the 3 on top. And this time we are on F sharp dominant 7. So, sorry, it's late. And okay, we got F sharp on the bottom, E and A sharp. So that spells out F sharp dominant 7. And then we're moving up, and the scale tone 7 is on the bottom, and scale tone 3 is on the top. So it's reversed. Get it? F sharp on the bottom, which is the root. Then we got scale tone 7 in the middle, and A sharp on the top. And where does it go? It goes to, and what is that outline? That outline's a B. So we went from F sharp major 7 to B. And that is really interesting. Okay, I know I keep saying that is really interesting all the time, but that is really interesting. Okay, I think I'm going to leave it there. Actually, I'll just say goodbye right now, because I have had the last 2 or 3 days has been very successful. I've learned a lot, and I'm going to keep exploring this website and updating as they update their info, and I'll keep following their podcasts and all the good information. And yeah, I'm signing off for the next couple days, and I will talk to you later. Okay, I hope somebody got something out of this. I sure got a lot out of this. Okay, I will talk to you later. Bye for now. Bye for the next couple days. See ya.